I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Charles A. Ledesma reports that dozens of ships are slipping through the Strait of Hormuz as Iran's oil exports get through.
About 90 ships, including oil tankers, have crossed the Strait of Hormuz since the beginning of the war with Iran. Maritime and trade data platforms report it's still exporting millions of barrels of oil at a time, when it says it closed the key waterway for vessels of the US and its allies. And analysts say Iranian oil export volumes remain resilient. Many of the vessels that have passed through the strait are so-called dark transits, evading Western sanctions that likely have ties with Iran. More recently, vessels with ties to India and Pakistan have also successfully crossed the strait. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The director of National Security Intelligence, I should say National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, told the Senate Intelligence Committee today that five countries are known to pose a serious missile threat to the U.S.
The intelligence community assesses that Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, and Pakistan have been researching and developing an array of novel, advanced, or traditional missile delivery systems with nuclear and conventional payloads that put our homeland within range.
As the Iran war grinds on, the cost of filling up your gas tank continues to rise as well. We get the numbers from correspondent Rich Thomason.
American motorists now face the highest prices they've seen at the pump in about 2.5 years. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gasoline topped $3.84 Wednesday. The pre-war price was $2.98. The last time gas was this expensive was in September of 2023. Pain at the pump has been one of the most immediate economic impacts of the war. Crude oil is subject to ongoing supply chain disruption and production cuts. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports a new study indicates that men and women spend their time very differently.
That's the conclusion of a wide-ranging new study from the Pew Research Center, which considers a variety of daily activities, including work, exercise, and relaxation. When it comes to daily time spent on religious or civic activities, women outpace men, especially as both grow older. Amongst Americans in their 70s, women spend about 35 minutes a day on faith or civic activities compared to 27 minutes for men. Michael Harrington reporting.
New poll asks moms about church. It comes from Motherhood Today and reveals about half of the respondents said the number one reason they attend worship services regularly is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries but wish there was more mental health support. This is SRN News. Vice President J.D. Vance paid a visit today to Auburn Hills, Michigan, in the wake of last week's attack at Temple Israel in West Bloomfield.
Yeah, we've got the FBI searching for people who have come in, usually illegally, to the United States of America, who might wish the United States ill will. We're continuing to get illegal criminals out of our country because those are very often the people who commit acts of violence against the United States of America, against our people. So there's a lot that we're working on.
On the evening of the shooting, the White House sent out a notice that Vance would be traveling to Auburn Hills today and visit a manufacturing facility. While there, Vance delivered remarks on the economy. He was asked about the administration's efforts to keep Americans safe in the wake of the ongoing war with Iran. Stocks taking a pounding today on Wall Street. The Dow right now off by 453 points. The NASDAQ off by 153. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.